Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Podchamps, and a very, very Merry Christmas to you indeed. This is just a little extra bonus thing because I realised that the last thing I released before Christmas was actually a bit miserable because politics is miserable. And that's not very festive, is it? So I thought it'd be much nicer to give you something a little bit more fun. Now, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you've already had this. Very sorry, but that is the price of elitism. If you're not and you haven't heard this, this is a comedy set that I did for a show called Comedy Talks at the Bishopsgate Institute, where the premise of the show is that comedians take a title of a lecture, one of the public lectures that used to happen at the Bishopsgate Institute between 1800 and something and 1900. So you've got Google, you work it out. And the one I chose is called Daily Life of the House of Commons, which was a real guide about the very day-to-day life in there by Edgar Jones MP, who was an MP for the Liberal Party in the early 1900s. Obviously, my version's a lot sillier, and there's a little bit of stand-up before it that is now mostly out of date, and you've probably heard via the podcast anyway. But I hope this makes you laugh at least once, at least once for Christmas. And I hope you have a very, very lovely Christmas and some snappy new gear. And there'll be some more bonus stuff out in between the New Year's and Christmas bit. And then I'll see you lot in January. I'm about to eat myself into a coma, which being diabetic isn't as hard as it sounds. Did I put that joke on the last podcast? Who knows? I've had a lot of Baileys. Merry Christmas!
Would you please welcome to the stage Tina Dion!
I don't look anywhere near as haunted as him, do I? I've searched for loads of TNN DMs online, and there aren't any. I'm just very alone. I chose this subject weeks ago before there was this current political fuckstorm. And, before we're currently in a situation where Prime Minister and half woman, half superglue accident has managed to bring together an incredibly divided country by uniting everyone in thinking she's massively shit. And... You know, we're in a situation now where her phrase of a no deal is better than a bad deal is actually true, in that before she had a bad deal, she had no deal and people hated her slightly less, but only slightly. And the EU have signed off on it, but I'm pretty sure that's because they all sat around and went, do you want to fucking laugh over Christmas? Seriously, do this, get a load of popcorn, piss yourself. That is it. So, yeah, this weird... Theresa May thinks this current deal is amazing because it stops freedom of movement. At what point has a hero ever stopped something with freedom in it? That's never happened. There's never been an episode of Hearts of Gold where they go, today we're going to award Henry, who saw some people having a lovely time gambling in the park, and he dealt with it by locking them in his cellar. Well done, Henry. You're a hero of the people. She's so very proud that we're not going to let people come to this country to get jobs that won't be here. And I fucking... Pointless. I'm not going to invite you to that party you don't want to go to. What a load of shit. I have to say the only thing that goes in her favour is that I assumed it was a bad deal, and then I heard that Jacob Rees-Mogg and Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage all hated it, and I thought, oh, maybe it's all right. Maybe it's all right. And they all hated it without even reading it, which is amazing. Because it used to be that if you didn't do the reading, you were behind in class. But now it means you get on Newsnight. So, fuck, I wish I'd tried less hard in school. Yeah, Gothic Where's Wally, Jacob Rees-Mogg. He sadly, too easy to find. So, he doesn't like it because he thinks he's going to return the country to a slave state, and I'm still not sure if that's a compliment from him or not. And it's not. He'd prefer a nanny state. And then Boris Johnson, who's like, if Wurzel Gummidge fucked a bag of piglets, he doesn't like it because he doesn't understand it. Every comment that he makes is fucking stupid. Back in summer, he complained that the UK was wearing a suicide vest and we've given the remote to Brussels. Well, it's not a suicide vest then, is it? So... If anything, by handing Brussels the remote, they're saving our lives. So, unbelievable twat. So, we're in a situation where December the 11th, the Parliament are going to vote on this bad deal, and if they vote no to it, then there's exactly 21 days for the government to come up with a new deal. And you know what 21 days after December the 11th is? Yes, that's right, New Year's Day! Should old acquaintance be forgot? Start as you mean to go on. I'm genuinely excited that the Queen's speech this year might just be her going, "Ah!" for like 5 minutes. I'm probably looking forward to it. So anyway, look, listen. That was just a preamble. That was a preamble because I didn't know that was going to be going on when I chose this subject and I wanted to give something informative. So fuck that. I'm going to tell you about daily lives in the House of Commons in an informative manner, like a lecture, like you would if you'd come to a lecture, only probably less informative and more shit. I am also going to be using notes. People get funny when comedians use notes, but when musicians use them, you're fine. So fuck your double standards. So, listen... The House of Commons, right? You've probably read about it in a book or seen it on a film or watched it on that long-running top drama, The News. And it is the place that many MPs would call their second home if they didn't already have several of those in the first place. It's part of the Palace of Westminster. And the current Palace of Westminster was actually Palace of Westminster 3.0, right? Because the previous two burnt down. And this version was built between 1840 and 1876 by Charles Barry, or Chazza Bazza to his mates. And he built it. But, like, the design was inspired on buildings from the 14th to 16th century. Because even then, he knew all the decisions made inside it would be at least 2,000 years out of date. Which is incredible, isn't it? Now, you know, it's falling apart at the seams and it's in desperate need of a restructure and a modernisation and also the building's fucked. So, see what I did? That was a little joke. So, if you look at it, the House of Commons obviously is part of the Palace of Westminster. If you were to look at the Palace of Westminster from the River Thames side but then sort of flip it onto its side, then it would look like a really weird tiny-headed sort of camel cat with a big old tower growth on its face. And if you were to look at it like that, which you should, it's the best way, then the Commons is just along the posterior abdomen wall. And if you weren't to look at it like that, then it isn't. So... the House of Commons, though, that's it. It's in that sort of bit there. That if you imagine it, it's sort of there. And the House of Commons, I just want to point out, is not to be confused with the Horse of Commons, which was an ill-thought-out brief idea when they only had two MPs and no fixed location. It's also not to be confused with the Hose of Commons, which was mainly used to wash the horse. So... The House of Commons is very different, very important, and it's one of many bits of the Palace of Westminster, just so you know, that there's the House of Commons, and then some of the other bits are the House of Less Commons, the House of Rarities, the House of Super Rare and Really Shiny, and the House of Special 3D Foil ones that you might get one off your mate if you're lucky. And there's also the House of Lords, which is where MPs go to die. So this talk, though, is about the daily life of the House of Commons, and I want to change that slightly in the title, because I want to talk about the daily life in the House of Commons, because the daily life of the House of Commons is quite boring because it's a fucking building. It doesn't really... I've written some for you. It's not very interesting. Daily life of the House of Commons: 10 a.m. staying still. 11 a.m. still staying still. 12 p.m. I'm still here. What's that smell? 1 p.m. I'm flying. Joke. I'm a building. I'm still here. 1 p.m. I wish that pigeon would fuck off. P.S. Still here. 3 p.m. Kill me. Reduce me to rubble. Throw my bricks into the sea so I may travel the world, albeit in smaller form. Kill me now. 4 p.m. Haven't gone anywhere. It's not very. It's just like that for ages. It's a building. Doesn't do anything. It's It's worth noting that when people always say, if these walls could talk, right? You know, they always say that, like, oh, we'd hear exciting things. You wouldn't. You'd just hear walls say things like, free me! Why have you attached me to my friends and family? Oh, God, it's like the human centipede, but with walls! You're monsters! You're horrible monsters! And sort of that for ages. So, but look, what I thought, right, so that's what I'm saying. I want to do the daily life in the House of Commons. That is a little bit more interesting. And obviously, you know, not everyone really knows what happens inside. You know, it's kind of a mystery to us sort of mere mortals, or maybe just really fucking boring. I think that's what most people assume. It's either too confusing or it's so boring that at the mere mention you'll slip into a coma and then still be deemed fit to work. And then you have to go out being like a speed bump or something. So... But it's not complicated. I'm going to break it down for you. The House of Commons is not complicated. It's, in fact, very simple, but you do need to know what it's for, right? So the Commons is the chamber for elected officials, a.k.a. MPs, a.k.a. the ones who are old but not as old as the Lords and less likely to die during meetings. And the government is responsible to the Commons, even though they don't seem responsible for anything else. And... There are 650 MPs, but there are only 450 seats in the Commons, and that's because in 1840 they'd never seen 650 of anything. They thought that was mythical. And so it was just inconceivable to build that many seats in 1840 without being called like a heretic and sort of being dunked up to your balls in seawater or punched with a turnip or whatever it was they did then. And the other reason that there's only 450 seats instead of 650 is because some MPs choose not to sit, some want to stand, some like hiding in the rafters or creepy-like, some sit in the pockets of various industries, and then you've also got Environment Secretary and flesh cauliflower Michael Gove, and he's kept in a bucket on disgraced MP Liam the Disgraced Fox's lap until the temperature's cool enough for him to reform. So...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at Burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A typical day in the House of Commons begins with prayers, and that's not just of everyone in the country just fucking hoping they don't fuck something else up. Just fuck it, please, not again. Just not again. It's not that. They do proper prayers where each and every minister brings in their least favourite constituent to sacrifice to the pagan god Herne the Hunter. And then they sort of have regular requests from MPs to Herne, and they sort of range from like a good harvest all the way to no more jokes from Philip Hammond. Philip Hammond, just out of interest, is known as Spreadsheet Phil because he's so dull he shares some of his DNA with a table. And then you have MPs who are atheist or agnostic, or they're from another religion, and they're made to sit in another room while this happens and they're given a carton of juice. So... And then after the prayers, the speaker processes through the house, guzzling all the carcasses of the sacrifices as he or she goes, in order to fuel them with enough strength to cope with the day's torrent of bullshit. And the speaker, they're so called in that title because they're the only one in the Commons who's allowed to speak, with others in the gallery restricted to schoolyard noises or grunts of their favourite spirit animal or hired lover. And then the doors officially open and journalists or other guests are allowed to enter with no clue that they might be sitting on a chair that was previously occupied by Susan Trousers, an irate florist from Maidenhead's digestive tract. So Next, though, next after that is Question Time, not the TV show, but it's, that's the full title when it's in the Commons. It has to be called Question Time, not the TV show. And, but what this is when different departments allow other MPs to question about things in their department. There's a reason it's called Question Time and not Answer Time, because that would be too tricky for them. They just shout questions at them and they go, don't fucking know. So, instead, in the case of Prime Minister's questions, obviously, Prime Minister is fully allowed to respond with any question with a completely different statement. It's a bit like how David Bowie used to write songs. You know, just pull a fucking random thing out and there you go. And what isn't known by many is people often think, oh, the Prime Minister's not answering questions, she's just answering something randomly. But actually, that it's not random, right? And if you were incredibly bored or very lonely, you could compile all the answers given over one governmental period and rearrange them to gain all the answers that you actually need. Yeah, it's all like code and shit. I mean, obviously, those answers that you need are still really unhelpful, and now you've wasted your weekend as well, you fucking idiot. But it's... Certain departments require certain levels of questioning. For example, the Department of Defence needs calm, easy questions where it really puts their back up and they retreat and bunker down. The Home Office prefers queries on best swivel chairs for your study or cheapest desk lamps. And the Ministry of Sound has to be asked everything in a 4-4 beat. So, and then after departmental questions, topical questions can be asked, such as how to deal with a particularly bad rash. So... Then they have a session for urgent questions and statements. So these are very urgent questions. They could be anything from, oh God, why is my face bleeding? It's a very urgent question. Or just at the moment, it could be, the fuck's going on? And then more screaming. Then they have main business of the day, and that's where MPs gather around to find out what's happening in the northeasternmost state of the US, known for its maritime history. Shit, that, isn't it? Yeah. I thought main bit... No, it doesn't. It still doesn't work. Not even. They don't explain it. It's worse. So... they may also discuss current bills, such as Murray, Turnbull, or the one they got for their very expensive breakfast. And then sometimes there's a second or third reading of a bill, especially when they really can't believe how much that Bloody Mary cost. And today in the House, just for example, I'll bring it topical, bring it up today. Today in the House, their main business was the offensive weapons bill, which was largely about Bill Oddie with a knife that he'd drawn a picture of a penis on. Yeah. The majority actually voted to leave him be, as he can get really stabby if you say birds are shit. So... And then some days are opposition days as well, and that's when everyone has to say the complete opposite as to what they mean. And yes, very few are able to tell when they're any different to other days. And some days are backbench days, which is when certain MPs have to go on all fours as others sit on them and have their lunch. And then the last two sections of the day are petitions where... Oh, no, I didn't finish writing that joke. Oh, well, it's all right. Just realised I just wrote the factual thing of what that is. It's boring, isn't it? It's petition day when they go through petitions. Fuck my life. There's a little bit more, but I just want to put it, I've got an 8-month-old daughter, so I've not slept in 8 months. And it's also why I look like this. Basically, the best thing about having a kid is you can finally justify the way that I've been looking for years. Because I've been covered in piss and vomit for a long time now, looking wrecked, but finally I have a reason. So... It's great. Somebody the other day was telling us that you can tell what a baby's going to be when they by like what they're doing. Like, so you know, if they're like chewing on a plug, it'd be like, oh, they're an electrician or dead. And my baby likes hurtling recklessly towards absolute danger without any thought of consequence for herself or others. So I'm like, yeah, you should be Prime Minister. So. It's the end of the day at the House of Commons. It ends with a look at particular issues, such as Beano number 67. It's got a really good strip about the war in it. Or 2010 of 2000 AD. It's got a block mania story. It's very good. Anyway, or they deal with private members' bills, which is when they all go outside and announce how much it costs to look at each other's genitals. And then, at the end of the day, they all leave the House of Commons and they wait to get picked up by their parents or carers because they're all tuckered out and they need a snack and a rest before it all starts again. And I should say that, obviously, this isn't every day in the House of Commons. I'm just giving you a general view. That's a general thing. It's not every day. You know, Sunday, for example, is largely quiet, except for Boris Johnson running around rubbing himself on things. And they don't know how he gets in. Every Sunday, he's there. Now, Boris, get out! He's still doing it. And... Sometimes the youth parliament is in, they'll have proper actual grown-up chats about clever things, which ruins stuff. And then on Christmas Day, the hall is occupied by a congregation of squirrels who discuss nut distribution for the following 12 months. Yeah, it's just some facts. It's weird. And of course, course, I should add as well that all of this is pre-Brexit. So this is all what happens pre-Brexit, post-Brexit, after March the 29th next year. All arrangements will be scrapped in favour of just placing one large bone into the centre of the room, and whoever gets it gets first dibs on rations and breeding. So I hope that that has given you an insight into how things work, or more often don't work, in the hub of UK democracy. And now perhaps next time you watch the news, instead of thinking, what the fuck's going on, you still won't really have a clue, but more you'll just have the image of Boris Johnson rubbing himself on things, and that'll make you feel a bit sad. You've been a delight. What a lovely gig this is. I've been Tiernan and Diab. Thank you very much. Now one more time for Tiernan and Diab.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.